Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in the center part of the state of Israel. The large population of Judea and Samaria in Israel believe that God has given the Jews this land forever. That's the headline. Winky Medad has more on this story, and he will join me in just a moment right here on Prophecy Today.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
How many Jewish people living in the area of Judea and Samaria, the settlers, how many out there now, Winky?
At the present moment, if we exclude Jerusalem or the newer neighborhoods, what's sometimes called East Jerusalem, even though it's east, north, and south, we're talking about 470,000 to 480,000 Jews.
Wow.
In about 135 different communities, some of them cities, with tens of thousands of people, like Ma'ale Adumim and Ariel, and smaller regional areas, what we call the villages, or the community settlements, like my own, Shiloh, which has almost 400 families, which is about close to 3,000 people.
Wow.
If we add Jerusalem, Jimmy, which of course we in Israel consider part of the state of Israel, not part of some disputed territory or land, you're talking about just over 200,000 Jews who've moved into neighborhoods. We're talking probably 650,000 Jews, which means we're basically close to 20% of the total population among the Arabs and Jews living in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem.
Boy, that is not only a prophetically significant group of people, but politically they have to be paid attention to as it relates to the governing of the state, the Jewish state of Israel. Bottom line, Winky, the end game we know comes from God's word, and the land ultimately will be under Jewish leadership when there is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy written by the ancient Jewish prophets. Am I correct?
The Bible tells us in Numbers, go up and take possession of the land. We should do that for ourselves. We should do that for the benefit of all non-Jews who are living here and can continue to live here in health and economic success and prosperity. It will be a shining beacon for all of the world how a proper country and a proper people work together for the benefit of all.
Winky Medad from the heartland of the Jewish state in Judea and Samaria, Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God has given the Jewish people a piece of real estate so that he can fulfill his promise, and he will keep his promise. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ezekiel chapter 34 reveals that God has given the Jewish people the land of their forefathers. In Ezekiel 36 verse 22, God said that he did this for his holy name's sake, and he will keep his promise to the Jewish people. In fact, he will keep all of his promises to the Jewish people forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...